Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Anger can have an incredible effect on us, mentally and physically. I've seen people literally burst into tears as they express their anger and frustration with strained breathing as though they had a 20-pound weight on their chest. Oftentimes, a person will make quick decisions just to relieve the pressure. They may say, "That's it. I can't take it anymore. I'm leaving," and out the door they go, when there may have been a much better long-term solution. Here's a life rule that's worth remembering. Never make a decision just to relieve pressure. It will never be the right decision. Make only decisions that are good, long-term solutions to the problem. Another good rule is to never make decisions when you are emotional. That goes for both good and bad emotions. You could actually make a bad decision when you're on a good income tax return high and end up with car payments for the next 8 years on a car that you don't even like anymore. Even worse is the decision to bail out of a marriage just to relieve the pressure. Our society often plays on people's emotions. Many companies actually train their salespeople to master the impulse buy. That leads to another common problem we nowadays refer to as buyer's remorse. It's gotten so bad that many states have created laws like the 3-day right to cancel law. Only problem is, in marriages, there's no such law. Most often, a hasty decision causes permanent damage that both partners must live with for the rest of their lives. Proverbs 19:11 says, "The discretion of a man defers his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression." The time to make important decisions is not when you're emotional. In most cases, another day or even another week will not make a difference. Ask God to help you make good, long-term solutions to your problems. Master these two simple rules, and you'll probably never end up a divorced person riding around in a car you don't like anymore. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.